in the car on the way over. The other day you said the Govinda Dasi, she had asked you if, in general, that we would have to take birth in India before going back home. And she said yes. So we're wondering how that's possible that we have to take birth in India. Because we see this, they're not very, right stop is there. So what is it? Yes.
That's like this land, Krishna is there.
Uh-huh.
This land is not meant for spiritual culture, but still, the Krishna is there. Similarly, in India, no, there are many Krishna. The mass of people there are.
So by joining this movement, we come to the platform where we can take birth in India in a nice Brahmin family.
Go direct. So you want to finish it. One who fails, but if you become successful, then you go directly by Krishna. So those who are completely liberated, they go to that universe. Just like when Krishna comes here, he can have everyone, there is a Vrindavan. And that is now our first part. Then goes to original.
Those who are not able to maintain the Krishna consciousness principles, then they have to go to India, next life.
Yes, Sumatan. Sumatan. Sutina.
Yes.
So Sumatan, you can get here. Sumatan is a leech. Please.
Someone had asked me yesterday, you say that the moon is self-luminous. So that but during the course of the month, there are times when only part of the moon is shown. The moon is not always full.
Above the clouds?
Just below the clouds.
Oh. Dhaloka, the residence, man, they also man. You can go from one planet to another.
Right.
Eating, they come down.
This box, they come down.
Okay.
I've never seen them on the ground. I think they might be eating something in the rain.
Oh.
There's actually particles in the rain. Is it?
It's fine. Chop up. They eating this water.
Yes.
Example here, the Chantak bark, the one rain child, water something, cloud, and they never come down, even water, cloud. Every devotee will simply depend on Krishna. They will not accept anything. After the hill, there's sometimes the cloud, it is now giving water in thunderbolt. Still, they will not get water stuff. Although it is sometimes a punish, there's some water that gives thunderbolt. Still, they will not choke any.
So, Bhagavan, I was wondering if it was more important to understand the universal makeup or simply to accept what Srimad Bhagavatam says.
Make me see, don't accept Srimad Bhagavatam.
No, but some of the things in Srimad Bhagavatam are difficult to understand.
That's cool. That's what it is.
Yes. That is why we are asking so many questions about the moon and the planet.
So where is it out? It is a fact that it is not possible. That's a fact.
I'm just trying to understand.
Why do you try to understand?
It's a hard time explaining about the makeup of the universe.
Okay, makeup is all right, what they say.
What they say? We're automatically taking as authoritative, but the scientists say, well, we don't think it's authoritative, but Srila Prabhupada and the Bhagavad is saying, well, this is about the science we're having about this mountain, Marrow. It's very difficult to tell any explain.
That is difficult. Everything is difficult for you. Because you want to see, you have not seen their arrangement. Neither you have seen our arrangement. But you know, the proposition is, you don't believe what you don't see. You have not seen neither of them. So you have to remain silent.
So the best position is just to make silence and civilization come?
No. You should have. So they go silent, say it, you have to believe. It is an idea. It is not a thing. It doesn't matter. But it can get an idea. There is a problem. An idea is it. But there is no argument.
No. Did the people who said they went to the moon, did they go to another planet?
Yes. Artists did not go anywhere.
Yes.
They are in the desert. What is that?
Arizona.
That is possible.
Yeah, if it's possible, I would put anything beyond them.
They are all doing this nonsense here on this planet and saying.
Yes. They made big propaganda that they would get there and then they had to succeed. And then they showed that they succeeded, they stopped the program.
That's right. What? Kill?
King Kong.
King Kong. It was made in Laboratory.
Yes.
Also, 2001 was very expertly made like that. There's one movie, 2001, which looked even better than the moonshot.
Some people are arguing with me that if like Russia and America both are enemies. If Russia achieves something great like going to the moon, America will immediately try to expose it.
Yeah.
But on the contrary, America accepted all those things. And because
they started also, both of them are peace. They have made agreements. Don't expose me, I will not expose.
But that is their, but they are enemies.
Enemies, they are not enemies. That's simply both countries.
Because if they tried to expose Russia, they would also expose themselves.
It's like these so many gurus. They're not actually enemies, they're actually individually working to exploit the people. And if they get in each other's way, if one person tries to take the other person's cause, then there's some clash or something. But as long as they can leave each other alone and don't fight and work independently exploiting, then they live peacefully.
His cousin brother, George Mathura Bhai. So far, our position, we are not concerned with anything in this universe. We are concerned with Krishna Loka. So whatever one may say, one other may say, we don't care for it.
Yes.
We are not going to the moon planet.
There's a danger that we become overly concerned with debating on the... So our preaching platform should be is that you don't know. If we can say you don't know, but we don't know, why shouldn't we accept, why shouldn't one accept what we say over what you said? So we should not try to meet these scientists on any scientific platform.
Rather,
why not on the platform of not being the body? Why should you?
Yeah.
Why not speak on what we're trying to speak about instead of overly indulgent? That which is beyond debate,
actually.
Yes. Ask them, are you the body? If they say yes, and then ask them, show up.
Yes, in America, I have come to preach Krishna consciousness. I am not interested or sightseeing. That is my point. Whatever you say, if you hear like this, all right. Why should we try to confront whatever is there, that's all right. We are doing the other part. If somebody is going to be like this, that's all right. I'm not going to test it.
Yes.
So, what is the use of arguing? I have no interest.
The materialists, they want to argue on the platform of material arrangement. And
that is useless.
Yes.
What is it gained by consciousness? I'm not going there. I'm not going to tell you. Knowledge says it is present in the first part of the world. Everyone is. It's like when you speak of the hell, everyone is. It's like the swear at the hell. So that is just that. Now please. Anyways, there are no problems.
So in other words, it would make no, would be not a very good program to get some understanding from Vedic astronomy, let's say from expert Vedic astronomers.
Yeah.
It would not be a good
program. Now, what benefit is that? Your problem is that if at the time of death, you can remember Krishna, that is it. Let them go. We are not.
There's only a certain amount of time and a certain amount of that we can talk about to people. And if we're talking about so many material arrangements, then it means that we can't be talking about that which is actually important. So we have to make a choice. So we need to make the pointer, you know, the bush.
Oh, interested in a particular subject. Why do you bother your head about it?
I become very fascinated when I read these descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam about the creation and the universal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the idea of the universal position.
So in other words, Sukadeva Goswami is always bringing Maharaj Purusha to the platform of why bother with all of this, simply perform devotional service?
He also says at the end that I have described whatever I have heard.
Should simply describe it without being concerned that the scientific mind may make sense out of it.
What is this nonsense scientist? That is, we reject anything. What is science? A teeny brain, what is that science? It is Atta Manana Kyoti. There is a snake catcher. There is a kind of snake which has no fault. So, he cannot catch even that non-poisonous snake, and it's time to catch some cobra. What they have done, anything, contribution to the world for the benefit of the human. They could not give any relief from the disease, relief from old age, relief from death or past. These are the real problems. What is their contribution? They have given some outstanding courage, then again there is a problem of power. What is actually benefit they have done? This is the benefit of the science. Anything they have done, there is counter disadvantage. Our life is very valuable, and before the next death, we should prepare ourselves to go back to home. Back. This is our thing. We cannot waste a minute time before the next death comes. That is our thing. Why do we waste very time? Just have it inside. No profit. Suppose the position of the moon is correct according to Bhagavad or according to the scientists, what benefit we shall get out? Whichever may be correct or wrong, but we are not getting any profit out. Why should we bother about it? Other matter is Jahajatam. We are dealing in ginger. And what is the use of asking? What is the hand? Or is big thing. But, can you make a change? thoughts. But then they will take one or two. Those are diligent teachers. They think of asking, what is the
Prayer? For 50 years, or that for 100 years, and he's talking of me.
Just like that man who wrote the letter yesterday, he's prepared to spend the rest of his life understanding the transfer, the transmigration of the soul, instead of just accepting it in the Gita. He's going to spend his whole life.
That after this, I will get another party.
You are a young man,
you know. After some years, somebody like me. You're changing body.
But actually, it's useless to try to get any more proof other than that. That is nothing. But it's everything. So if a scientist or someone who has some degree in science comes to our movement, should we encourage him to try to prove to the science that Krishna consciousness is full of transmigration and
it is not that if we prove scientifically there is no not that all the people of the world become even if you do that, so you use them. Simply understand what is written by Krishna.
Can a material calculation prove a spiritual fact? Can a material calculation?
Materialist cannot understand spiritual subject. Not for them.
But there's a project in Los Angeles where some psychologists are examining all the devotees. Some psychologists are there. They're doing a laboratory test on all the devotees.
He may study in his own way, but he will not profit.
He will not profit. So the findings, even if they are published, will not profit? The findings?
So what they are finding? The devotees are working on the soul platform. But he does not know what is soul.
They put these little things around the fingers with wires and heads and they find it to be.
And how are the devotees also agree to sit down like that?
Yes, I could.
I'm getting so much.
Every week they go and every week another man comes and they give all of these tests, these psychological tests. We say yes or no to different questions, material questions.
So I do that. Agree to.
They're being more or less forced.
Forced?
Yeah.
Probably being paid.
This is referring to that, in that transcendental meditation, they have a chart that after transcendentally meditating, they're calm. But the result is that when, after chanting Hare Krishna, the devotees are more calm and they remain calm more than the result of the transcendental meditation. That's not true.
That's a book of somebody. So, they're making experiments. So in that way, it is good for us. That's better than transcendental.
But sometimes the devotees become very excited, you see, when we chant, and the test goes up. Well, no, but this is Dhamma Dasha was, okay, he said it, the same results. They have to act the same way. They have to chant their japa nicely. And then the transcendental meditationist will meditate his way. But the results are coming out better in Dhamma Dasha, at least in Guru Dasha, so I'm not sure. It hasn't been working yet.
The Bhagavad Gita says that beyond the senses, the mind is there. Beyond the mind, the intelligence is there. Beyond the intelligence, the soul is there. So, they're spreading the mind. They're not even on the intelligence platform. And what is sick of spiritual person? Manoratena sato dhavatu. These rascals, those who are on the mental plan, they will remain material. That's not so understanding.
So even if someone were to read the results of such a test, it would not they're testing after a material thing. Try to understand. They're testing the mental plane, and they're thinking that that's spiritual plane.
That's what you said is, and this time in the Bhagavad Gita, Abhijananti Manamura. That's it. Abhijananti. I was just bad. There's a big Krishna. Krishna is also a very big man, that's all. That's the Aryan Samaj is saying. And we don't have church. No, that is a big man. Very big policy. That is, the standard of Abhijananti Manamura, Manasistam, Parambhava Vajan. Parambhava. But the actual significance of the message is not known. But the actual significance of the soul that's been back from the practice of the soul. The study of the mental plan. We have to go beyond mental plan. Spana manasa goja. We want bodily mental plan. That is to understand.
We should bother with such tests. By submitting to them, we're actually we're endorsing that they are dealing with the
spiritual. You have to inform them that we are working on the soul, and you know about the soul.
Psychologist has become a devotee.
And the other thing, you might have said this, but then what is the difference?
Still, he wants to try and improve Krishna consciousness from the psychological testing.
So what is psychological is mental thing. The heart is understanding from the mental plan. It's not possible.
They want to know is the effect of the
effect. The effect will be good. As soon as one becomes that's what I'm sure. The intelligence, mind, body, everything will be.
That's
another thing. It's like if you get millions of dollars, $10 is already there. You haven't got to endeavor for $10. Similarly, one is on the platform of soul. This is the Vijnana, seven ways of Vijnana. If you understand the platform of soul, then you understand the other platform, the selective platform, the mental platform. And from the knowledge, the is the platform of the soul. Krishna's activity is that the aprak, completely, and far beyond the material platform. Material platform, for example, is that you must see that. That is perception. Then opera. I am sitting in the authority class. But come from Marak. Then opera. Then Adhok. Beyond your mental speculation. Then opera. Spiritual platform. Through devotion also. The devotion is not machine. That is spiritual activity.
You cannot understand the consciousness of a devotee by testing his body.
Huh?
You cannot understand the consciousness of a devotee by testing his body or his mind.
The consciousness that is metal plasma. Consciousness is also a different plasma. Bodily consciousness, mental consciousness, intellectual consciousness, then spiritual consciousness. Krishna consciousness is spiritual consciousness.
So there's no way they can understand.
How they will understand? Let them explain what does it mean by soul. That they cannot explain. They take mind as that.
And they see whether or not the mind is moving like this, or like this, or like this, or like that. And then they have a gauge which says, this is perfect. So they're seeing, they're judging whether or not.
And we say, any position on the mental plasma, it is all nonsense. Manorathena, satutam.
So the mind of a devotee is based on the activities of his spirit.
Mind is of a devotee upon Krishna. So what do you understand? The mind is in Krishna. What do you understand?
So according to different transcendental emotions, the mind will be agitated or calm or...
It is not mind. It is spirit, so you also don't understand. Spiritual background is different. But spiritual activity is expressed through mind, body, intelligence.
Yes. So that will be wilderness. This expression. This expression through this, it will be wilderness.
Yeah. See, the materialist is seeing that everyone is agitated. So the goal in their life is cessation of that agitation. They want to merge or cease their existence. They want to go into nothingness. So
yes, this
is what they're looking for. The transcendental meditator goes in so that the gauge doesn't make any motion. But a rock, if you put that same gauge on a rock, it also doesn't make motion. Does that mean the rock is spiritual or that he's more advanced than someone else?
Yes.
They're making perfect. They're saying that perfection is no motion. They're saying that perfection is inactivity. So they already have in their mind what they think is perfect, and then they're going to see if this method helps the person to achieve calmness or whatever they're calling perfection.
That is that puts up with the nibbana. Nibbana. Stop all action.
So someone who's actually following the scientific method, when he comes up to these bewildering conclusions about a devotee, he'll be forced to inquire into the spiritual consciousness. Therefore, we might be able to say that this bonus might take. Because they are bewildered, they will see the conclusions, they are bewildered. They will then have to inquire further. Why is this? They will have to come to the spiritual platform to understand.
Yes.
If we can make this devotee do this. Well, they're bewildered already. They don't even look at their grass to become bewildered. They don't think they're bewildered, Jeff. So that's the difference.
Well, when they see their grass, they still may not think they're bewildered.
They even admit they're bewildered. He answered, Pastor, cast me and drop out there.
Do you have
problems? Yeah, they are not on the spiritual platform. It's all well said. And you they are studying the preconcept idea.
So that when you don't fit into the preconceived
idea, it is called petitio principia. So it is.
In our movement, Srila Prabhupada, we have that group of scientists who are preparing that book, The Origin of Life. But will they actually be able to prove anything through that book? Will they actually be able to prove anything by scientific presentation? Or
yes, that is science. You can prove it by evidence. Otherwise,
but how can they prove the existence of the soul through experiments? Like you were saying,
let them flow by chemical composition, they can produce life.
Yeah.
And compound. So. But someone let them in the laboratory, let the chemical mix up and produce a small act. Then we can run.
We don't need
to make these little amoebas, but they can't again.
Amoeba, that is automatically by perspiration, it comes out. There are four sources of life. Udvija, Charayuja, Sedaja, and Andaja. Andaja means life comes from the egg. That's called Andaja. And life comes from under circumstances. There's the trees, grass. And it is called Udhrija. And then Jarayuja, this time we, human beings or animals, become from Hebra. And Senaja, and some variation is come out. What's this?
They were saying this experiment they made
all kinds of generation brought to death. So, what is this? And that's come out as this and already accepted and that happened. It has come as it's gone. It's like bugs, with bugs.
So the capability was already there, like seeds, as you just quoted.
Yeah.
So when they said they created life in this laboratory experiment, the capability
and also the general.
And also the general. But the capability was there, and they just quoted it. They
what is it?
There was one of these four circumstances for life in
that. That is mentioned.
Yeah. And they just made the circumstance proper so that life came. That is their big thing on the path to becoming God.
What does that mean? Let them be kicked by the God's servants. Then someday they become God. What does that mean? Let them be kicked.
Actually, the whole field of psychology is going towards yoga.
Sure.
Because they are trying to become calm and peaceful and control their body for long periods of time.
This way, Srila Prabhupada.
The crowd. So we went to a convention 2 weeks ago, and they were all doing their scientific experiments, and they were trying so many different methods to enjoy sex life and be happy. And then the last day, we had a big kirtan for 2.5 hours. And all of these people who were so frustrated by all of their other methods came. Psychologists and professors and shamans with departments and little old ladies, and they were all jumping up and down in ecstasy for 2.5 hours. And they said, oh, this is the best process. Because this is joyful realization that you think we really have something.
That way they understand that is good.
That seemed to be the only way, though.
So that's more effective than making some experiments and bringing them some graphs. Also, they love prasadam.
No, that they are realizing that all these hippies have given up everything and are now enjoying something. That they realize. Because they know most of our devotees come from the hippies. So they are surprised how the hippies have given up everything and they are enjoying something. That is already their problem. There must be something. Therefore, these big professors study.
One thing Chaitanya Sarasamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj, says that you mental speculators put your speculation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says something like that. If you were to speculate about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I've done this.
Maybe I'm misquoted.
Not mental speculating, analyze.
চৈতন্যের দয়ার কথা করো বুঝো জাস্ট অ্যানালাইজ দি মার্সিফুল কন্ট্রিবিউশন অফ চৈতন্য বিদানস দ্যাট ইউ হ্যাভ অলরেডি এক্সপিরিয়েন্স দ্যাট দে এক্সপেরিমেন্ট ইন সো মেনি ওয়েজ দ্যাটস ম্যান দে কাম টু চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুর মার্সি সংকীর্তন দে বিকেম ইমিডিয়েট ওয়ান দিস ইজ মেন্ট But that is Bhita, judgment. Chaitanya is by our papa. There are many contributions of the world. Many scientists, many physiologists, many. But, Prabhupada Goswami said, compare with the contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then we'll be surprised. Oh, just like they become surprised. Oh, this is the nicest. That is said by Prabhupada Goswami. Merciful contribution given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared with any other contribution of the world. Scientists, physiologists, and things like that. You see, this is great. Parapapa, all of it.